Good to see you, Dan.
Hey, great to see you too. Thanks for having me on.
So tell us what impact the pandemic has had on the job market.
So initially, the pandemic really impacted the job market pretty harshly, especially back in the months of March, April, and May. You saw an immediate slowdown in hiring. You saw almost a retraction of some offered jobs, some offered internships. But then by midsummer, the ice started to thaw. We started to see those jobs coming back. The hiring market started back up again. Internships and part-time opportunities started coming back. And so we've really seen the job market slowly open back up since, I would say, July, and it's really started to provide more opportunities for people.
Let's talk about a job candidate's online presence, because this is an important thing right now.
Absolutely. People have come to realize how important online presence is, because we cannot readily get together face-to-face anymore.
Yeah.
Networking is not happening the way that it used to. Face-to-face interviews aren't happening the way that it used to before the pandemic. And so now what seems to be taking place is a person submits their resume for a position, and then immediately online content comes into play for the hiring process. So a resume gets the conversation started, but then an online person's profile on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram all gets pulled into consideration when looking for that job prospect. Somewhere upwards of 85% of employers will review social media before offering a job. And so an online presence is incredibly important and gaining importance as we continue to come out of that initially bad hiring market.
So that's why I guess it's so important, before you hit publish on your Facebook page, you really need to think about it.
Especially with election season. Election season is really where people get really hot on social media, and So they immediately type something out and send submit. But once it hits submit, you can't get that back. That is gone. That's out in the world forever. So I recommend that everybody throughout election season type it out, get your frustrations out, don't hit submit, wait 30 minutes, and then go back and review it. Because you really have to edit yourself, because everything can be pulled into consideration, especially in the hiring process.
Let's talk about some of these. We're doing more virtual job interviews now. There's a lot of considerations to be, background, how well lit you are. There's a lot that goes into that too.
Oh, absolutely. We're very fortunate here because we're very well lit in this studio. But if a student is setting up a job interview, or an alumnus, or anybody setting up a job interview that's online, you have to think about the lighting, the background image, all of the different elements that come into play. If there's a ceiling fan in the background that's moving, it can be distracting to the person that's actually interviewing you. If you're sitting in front of a window, the people that are actually seeing you might only see the outline of your head. You need to make sure that your face is well lit. You need to make sure that your camera is elevated to eye level, because you want to have that right on facial review of yourself, so that people can see you clearly.
And not look up.
Look up your nose.
Yeah, there's a commercial with Progressive with Flo. She's, right in the camera, yeah, and that's a joke, but that probably happens a lot more times than we'd like to admit.
It really does, and it's as simple as stacking up some magazines or some books. Find some extra books, stack them up, get your laptop up high. Usually during an interview, you don't need to use a keyboard, so you can turn the interview on and then have a nice, clear view of your face.
Yeah. What is digital dead weight?
Okay, digital dead weight is what happens when you have a social media profile, but you just abandon it and move on to something else. So if there's an abandoned platform, if you started a Facebook account when you were in middle school and then you started another Facebook account when you were in college, the last thing you posted on that middle school account is the first thing somebody's going to see when they Google your name and find that account. And so it's very important that people review any of the social media profiles that they've ever created, and that they go back and change the privacy settings, delete them entirely, because digital dead weight can get in between you and a job offer.
Very important tips. Thank you,
Dan
Preston.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.